is David Reske, CEO of NowSpeed Marketing, and welcome to this edition of In the Now, where we focus on uncovering the myths and misunderstandings of marketing and leadership with some of the world's most interesting people. And my guest today is Alec Mountain. Alec is an entrepreneur with a focus on creating events for clients that help them get more clients. Alec, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me, David.
So I love our past conversations and I'm excited about talking to you more about using events to help people build their businesses. And have you share some of that expertise with our listeners. So yeah, thanks for joining us. How did you get into the business of creating events for people?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So I started with creating events for myself. So back when I was, 21 years old, about a little over 5 years ago, I was really interested in personal branding. And I was like, I want to talk about personal branding because I had been learning so much about it and I wanted to help other people build their personal brands. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to do an event and I'm just going to, see what happens. So I just put it on meetup.com and I knew that nobody was going to invite me to speak. It felt like I had all this experience and I didn't know of any personal branding events out there. So I was like, hey, nothing's like this in Seattle, which is where I lived at the time. So let's just go ahead and make this happen. So it was a good event. I had a good speech. I was actually revisiting it a couple months ago. I was like, dang, this is pretty good. But yeah, it was good. It was a free event. Like 30 people came out and it was like the first time I had like publicly spoken. And from there, I continued to do several events in Seattle. And then, the whole pandemic happened and I put the events on pause. And then I did events in Denver, really to just meet more people because I moved from Seattle to Denver because I wanted more sunshine. And I got the sunshine, but I really needed to I'm more of an extroverted person. So I wanted to figure out a way to build a community in Denver. So I found, a really interesting, advertising strategy that had worked well for converting a cold audience and the people that would, attend my events and creating friendships and relationships out of that. At that time, I stopped doing it because I didn't build the community that I wanted to, and I didn't figure out the economics of it. But I still had learned, hey, I can run paid ads to do pretty well running successful local events. So flash forward, I moved to Orange County, Irvine, California, which is where I currently live. I moved there about 18 months ago, found myself in the same exact situation where I was like, hey, there's a lot of people here, but I don't know a lot of people. And I want to meet people because I want to meet other entrepreneurs. And of course, I want to get more clients for my agency. So I used that same strategy that I used in Denver, but made it much more focused on entrepreneurship, some good core values associated with it. And, I put my face in front of the camera, ran out of the video ad, and that worked so well. And I just grew this huge list of people that were interested in attending my, entrepreneur networking events. And then back in January of 23, I did the first event. And, over 120 people bought tickets, which was awesome. And then I just kept doing more and more events so far, over the last year, I think I've done about 10 events, local events, about 850 attendees. And, these are all paid events and, people have been taking an interest in how I've been able to build community in Orange County. And so I've also been working with, it's my primary offer now, is helping other people build communities where they live that help them get clients related to their own niche and market and, the area that they live in.
So a lot of people, a lot of companies use events to do marketing. So financial services, tech, a lot of those. And the advantage, the cool thing that you've been able to do is you've kind of gotten it off the ground from scratch.
Yeah.
And just as an entrepreneur, kind of getting these events together. So what have you learned about, what makes a great event or how to get an event going from scratch?
Well, it really starts with knowing who do you want to connect with and why, right? Because the events have to serve a purpose and oftentimes an economic purpose as well to make money because we're spending a lot of our time and effort and money, creating the events, putting out ads, all that. So it really starts with getting clear about what kind of community do I really want to build? And that really depends. Like for me in Orange County, you know, I've built kind of a broad community of entrepreneurs, but you know, I have clients that are much more niche that are targeting, let's say, just e-commerce people because they're selling e-commerce coaching. Or, you know, I'm working with a tech startup right now that's doing investor events to raise money for their own products. And it just kind of, you know, the list goes on. So I think it really comes down to wanting to get clear about what you're trying to build. And then outside of that, it's just, you know, all my clients start from scratch practically at this point. But it's really just about putting out an ad, you know, and generating interest, building that list of people that want to, you know, attend your events. And basically how the ad strategy works is, you know, you talk about how you're building a community based around this sort of thing in your area that you live in. And if people are interested in attending events related to that topic, they should go to your website and submit their contact information. And that's how you build that contact list. So I think that's really what it starts with, is just like getting clear about who you want to connect with and why, just realizing something. Also, that everybody wants to connect. There's never a shortage of great events in any given area, right? So, like, there's people want to meet other people, especially entrepreneurs and business people. Not everybody, you know, is around certain environments and places where they can easily meet like-minded people. So, any opportunity that you can create for other people, that gives you a huge value proposition. That's why people would want to be part of what you're doing.
Yeah. You said something really powerful about really creating community. And it feels like there's this nuance that's very important here, which is, you know, a lot of organizations try to bring people together to live events to sell them something.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's, you know, wealth managers who want to get me in the room to talk about this, or real estate agents, or, you know, there's a lot of stuff. But you're talking about something it feels like a little bit different, which is an ongoing community. How important is that ongoing community and those relationships to an event strategy? And could you just do the same thing with the transactional thing? Come and learn about this new product, you know, that I'm selling in this event. In other words, is the community part of this?
Of course.
Really important, or is it more like, you know, that's okay, that's just not part of it?
Yeah, you got to find the balance between making it about the community and also having something in it for you as well. So when you're, let's say you're creating a social media ad promoting your community, like, you're not, the reason why people are going to want to come to your event is because you got to provide some kind of value with that. And typically the value composed out of, like, let's say a local business event, is there's two main things for the consumer. One is the ability to meet new people, meet like-minded people. So the fact that you're curating an environment for other people, super powerful. Second thing is the whole educational aspect, right? They can come to the event and potentially learn about a certain topic. However, most of my events are just about bringing people together, you know? And it's also about, you know, when you factor in like speakers and stuff like that, you got to find a venue at the stage, and all that stuff can be like a little bit more complicated. But I've had a really good strategy. My clients have had a really good strategy. It's just putting everybody in a room, you know, who's interested in the same sort of topic. But then again, the goal of doing these events, at least when I work with my clients, it's not to create a networking event business. It's to get clients from the events, right? So at the same time, you're bringing everybody together. You're going to want to call everybody to hear you talk for a few minutes. Right? It might be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that sort of thing, where you can explain more about what you do and then have an offer to sell them. And I've done that several times, like even at a non-marketing related event, like I'll have a bunch of entrepreneurs in the room. And, you know, something that's worked really well for me is selling them on a paid consultation. Hey, if you're trying to grow your business, get more sales, blah, 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 and you fall under like these categories, book a session with me. And, you know, that's only like 10 minutes of a 3-hour event, right? So it's not that big of a deal. And people are more curious to know about who you are anyway and who the whole organizer is. So I'll say first and foremost, people are going to respond to your ads. They're going to come to your events when they don't know who you are, because you're creating that platform for them to meet other people. And then Yeah, over time you can develop this into any sort of thing you want. But yeah, you got to have value associated with the community. But at the same time, you also have to make it so you have an opportunity to sell without the whole event feeling like a sales pitch.
So you've got, in digital marketing, we talk about the buyer's journey a lot. So, early, you've got to provide educational content or informative content, and then you drive engagement content, and then you're kind of doing more hard sell later on. But people want that because they're ready to buy something to solve a problem in their lives. But you're adding kind of another dimension to this. You've got, educational content, but you've got the community content as well, which makes the event a strategy more and more powerful.
Yeah, it's like a very direct way to create interest in a way that traditional digital marketing doesn't. For example, like I can, like at my last event, for example, I had sold 95 tickets, probably had 70-ish people in the room, and I wanted to, offer something to the people that were interested in what I had to offer, which is basically helping people, create their own events like mine. And my clients, they pitch their own offers related to what their own businesses are, right? So, but just from that, I was able to just get eight people that paid me for a consultation. So those are eight super highly qualified sales appointments that just came from that event. That could result in, let's say, two, three clients, right? So it's a great thing to have in your wheelhouse in combination with everything else that you're doing. And what's so amazing about, the whole running ads to build a local community is that you're building a list. Like, let's say, you're an advertising agency and you want to host events for entrepreneurs or maybe like even CMOs, whatever it might be, to get all those people in the room. Not only are you can you get people in the room, but you're constantly building this list of fresh contacts that want to be part of what you're doing. And just a byproduct of that is that like you can they're on your newsletter, right? You can send them any message you want, right? Because they subscribe because they want to know about your events. But through this process, you have thousands of contacts. You can send any kind of email that you want. Any sort of promotional email or whatever. So it's like you have this list, this asset that you can use to get them to an event, get them to something else, whatever it is.
Yeah, you're really building that highly qualified list, and then you can nurture those contacts to become customers. So it sounds like a really powerful strategy. What do you think keeps most companies from doing this? Because it seems like a great idea. You got a way to kind of get people engaged. You're even charging people to come to the events. They get sold, they get engaged, you market to them forever. You meet people. What keeps people from using events? What is the fear?
Yeah, it's interesting because I've had a lot of sales calls, and I would say like there's a few things. One is they don't know what they want to sell, right? They don't know specifically what they want to offer at the back end. That's why I like more of my ideal clients are coaches, consultants, and agencies because it's very firm about what they're offering, right? What they could sell at these events, which would be their services, right? But like I meet other people who have like they're thinking about creating a community, but they have like a like let's say like a party rentals business, or they have like an air conditioning business, right? Or it's less clear about what could like could they get customers from doing these events or not. I think they still could, but it's less like it's less cohesive into how that might work. So I would say the first thing is like you just got to get what keeps people is having a firm idea of, what they really want to sell and offer, and if that would make sense. Because it's not for everyone. As much as it could be for everyone, like at the end of the day, like what I offer is kind of a niche product for the right kind of business. But I would say also, people, especially higher level entrepreneurs, they would say, hey, I don't have the time for this. Or I don't have the focus, the mental bandwidth to do something like this. And I would say that from a time standpoint, like if you were to do this all yourself, create your own community, learn how to do all the ads, it would take you a while. When a client works with me, I do like 95% of the work for them. So they don't have to worry about that as much. And maybe it's like a few hours a month total to do everything because a lot of it's streamlined. using my own processes. But I would say outside of that, like some entrepreneurs, like they literally are testing five other user acquisition channels right now, and they just don't want to focus on another one.
Yeah.
So I think it's a combination of being unclear about what you want to offer your audience and lack of, I guess, mental bandwidth would be the biggest things.
So if you've got, if you are clear about what you want to sell, let's say you're a more mature company and you've got enough bandwidth to handle multiple channels, maybe you're doing already digital marketing, you've got email going, you've got your website, and you want to add a channel to grow faster. It feels like one of the things you've said is you got to have a business that's got some kind of educational component to it, you know, and I'm thinking about maybe, you know, like if you went to use your air conditioning, you know, analogy or HVAC, maybe if you're a business that does air conditioning repair, it might not fit that well, you know, because people don't go to a seminar to learn about air conditioning repair, but you might have someone that maybe they're doing, you know, solar, right, installations, and people would maybe come to an event where they're learning about how solar is changing the world, how, you know, how to think about how to put it in your home. So it feels like there's got to be some educational component to this to really make sense rather than a transactional component. Would you feel like that's a good fit, or is that not necessary?
Yes and no. So let's say I'll talk about like the HVAC example, the air conditioning. So what you would do in that situation is you would just build a big entrepreneurial mixer, like community based around meeting people. That would be the value. And then that person who has that company, they'd address the crowd and let them know through other forms of communication that that's what they do. But the community wouldn't be built around HVAC, right? Yeah. So those are like some of the people that want to just meet people, but they don't have like a educational kind of component to that. Like I have an educational component to my business if I want there to be, but most of my events have been very successful. And I've only ever had one event that was actually educational where I was like, actually two, that's a lie, two. I did a personal brand soiree where I gave a presentation. That was like my least popular event. And then I had a social media magic event. But like the other eight events, we're just bringing people together. So it's like, if you have this is what I'll say. If you have a very specific niche customer in mind, you want to focus more on education. For example, like let's say you were like an e-commerce coach, for example. You wouldn't want to just do mixers with a bunch of entrepreneurs. You want to specifically do e-commerce events. You could do e-commerce mixers, but you'd probably want to focus more on adding that educational component to it. Well, let's say you're just like a marketing agency that works with all kinds of businesses at any kind of level, then you could probably just run entrepreneur mixers, have a good call to action on stage for anyone that's looking to grow their business and, you know, get some sales, you know? Does that make sense? There's like a nuance to all this.
Yeah, no, I think it's a super important nuance. And I really like the way that you're talking about it, because there is, you know, you can bring a community together. If you've got maybe a transactional product, you bring a community together of people in your target audience and you're sponsoring the event. So people feel good about you. And in the same way, you know, advertisers sponsor events all the time, right? You go to Boston, we might go to a Red Sox game and it's, you know, you see all of these advertisers that are sponsors of the Red Sox. And that kind of helps you feel good about it. And I mean, that's a massive scale, not a small event. But, you know, it's the same concept where you're sponsoring the event, you're bringing it together, and it's an ad. You're providing an ad to the community. But the other style of event is an educational event where they're going to bring together somebody, you know, in my world, maybe to talk about digital marketing strategies or AI and digital marketing, how to leverage, you know, a brand new technology or a new channel. And it's educational. And the fact that we're doing the education means people feel more favorable about us. So it seems like there's an event strategy for every company, you know, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also just about knowing what is most streamlined and easy to do. Like I have a client right now over in Dallas, Texas. She has her own venue. She has a stage. She has all this stuff. It's a huge space. for her, she could do more educational events in a much more streamlined way compared to, you know, somebody trying to do one in Orange County, where it's just hard to find a venue where you can have a stage and have all this stuff without it costing you several thousands of dollars, right? Yeah. It also just kind of depends on what resources you have. You know, like for me, I try to do an event in Orange County every 5-6 weeks. So a lot of the time I keep the same formula, you know, but if I want to switch it up, I can. So it just, it depends. Like mixer events are much easier to plan. Well, I don't say much easier. They're all not that difficult to plan, if I'm being honest. Maybe I'll just make it look easy. But there's less variables with like just bringing everybody together compared to having, you know, an event where there's some kind of like presentation or multiple speakers. I would say an event with just a presentation wouldn't be that complicated. Like if you were the one giving the presentation, something educational. I did an event like that. It didn't take that much work compared to my other events, besides the fact that I just had to like plan the speech and all of the content. But that ended up being like a great YouTube video. But yeah, that would be less work than, let's say, having like three speakers, you know, and having to make sure there's a stage, there's a sound system, all of that. So it just kind of depends. I think it's good to experiment with all different kinds and figure out what works for you.
Yeah, I think that that makes a lot of sense. You know, in some of the earlier conversations, you talked about the character, the kind of companies that this really works well for. And you said a couple of things that I really liked. You said that you really like to work with clients that are open-minded, that mm-hmm. are leaders, and that yeah. are really people enthusiasts.
Yeah.
It feels like that's important, right? So you got to have companies that like to get together with people, right? And where that social component really works well. If you don't really want to be with people, you'll maybe sell in a more traditional way. So I don't know, does that work for one of your clients? You kind of look for clients like that?
I look for clients that like at the end of the day, like people want to grow their businesses, so they'll get out of their comfort zone regardless whether they're introverted or extroverted. But yeah, it's like you not only do you want to have that, what word am I looking for, extrovertedness to put yourself out there on camera when you're building the ad, because you're kind of like the center of attention, you know, in your city, you know, if you're building a specific kind of community. But also it's like you want your events to go well too, and you want people to have a good experience. And the reason why my events get a lot of praise, not just because they're marketed well and I bring a bunch together a lot of good people, but like I talk to everybody, not everybody, I try to, you know, but like I shake people's hands. I'm an engaging person in general, you know. When I'm at an event, you know, I like to like introduce two people that hadn't like talked yet who I think they should meet, you know. So it's not like you have to like go out of your way to do that, but it's just like, yeah, this building a community is very people centric, and it's very like a community is like leadership focused, right? Because you're essentially guiding a community to a specific result, whether that's, you know, growing their business or just sharing knowledge or whatever it might be. So it does help to have those character traits. And it's more so like not as much to people that I don't think are like that, but when somebody is like really out there and really likes to connect with people, they're like an even better fit, right? Because they're already doing all this stuff on a regular. It's not a requirement. But there are some people I'm like, yeah, man, like you're so out there, you're so extroverted, like you would love this, you know? But again, I have several clients that are also a little bit more reserved, and it works for them too. So
yeah. And what do you find that clients are afraid of? Why wouldn't people want to do this? What are the kind of those basic fears that you have to deal with?
Yeah, I think it's kind of what we spoke about the other day, which is the other moment, which was people want to. I think it's really a part of it has to do with making sure they have that thing that they want to sell. You know, I talk to a lot of established business owners like you, and I talk to a lot of people who have different kinds of businesses and maybe aren't as established, right? So they're wondering, hey, can I actually create this community? Do I have the confidence to actually get business from it? And another thing is just like, it comes down to also living in a metropolitan area, right? You got to be in an area that has, you know, a decent amount of people, mm-hmm. right? So I would say probably top 40-ish cities in the US when it comes to population, or at least metropolitan areas. And it's also like for a lot of people, it's a focus thing. Like I talked to even several agency owners that are just like, yeah, we're focused on like this super hardcore niche, like mold restoration. I'm like, all right, you can't do a mold restoration meetup because there's only like 10 companies in the whole area that you would even want to work with, right? So you got to be even more targeted. And everything's just like focused. Like, yeah, we're already running these other channels. But yeah, I think for most people that, you know, are targeting somewhat of a broad audience and range of businesses and people, this is an effective strategy, and there's not a lot of people doing it right now. So I'm sort of, I don't want to say I'm pioneering the effort, but I don't see a lot of people doing this yet.
It's pretty cool. So let's talk about specifically about your services. How do you make it easy for people to create these events?
Yeah, so really what I do is, well, there's a set of deliverables that have to happen, right? There's got to be a video, an ad that's filmed, right? There's got to be a landing page that people, you know, click on, that people get to after they click on the ad. They've got to have all the email automation in place, the SMS automation. So that's just a list building. So when I work with my clients, I basically handle all of that for them, which is, hey, I'll build out the entire website for you. I'll build out like the whole email automation, SMS automation. I make that really easy based on like templates and words that I know work for building community, because I've done this for myself and several clients. So that's one thing. And then outside of that, it's like, hey, for every single event, you know, there's got to be an Eventbrite page. There's got to be, email marketing, you know, to that list that you're building, several emails, a few different text messages, all of that. And you got to have the time to do that. But when I work with my clients, I literally write all of their emails for them, do all the text messages. I literally write the entire Eventbrite pages. I make the graphics. And on top of that, I help them write the video scripts and I edit the videos for them. Unless they're here, I can't really help them film. But, you know, it's not like the production quality has to be that amazing anyway. But I'm basically holding their hand every step of the way. And in between the events that we do, you know, I help consult them and coach them on how they can turn that list of growing people into clients outside of just events too. So I do basically 95% of the work for them. The only thing that they really need to do is put together a few logistical pieces regarding planning the event, like having a venue and food and stuff like that. But even then, I can help with that. So it's not a big time commitment at all, even for somebody that's really busy. It's just literally, like I said, like a few hours a month. You know, it's not that much. And I have it streamlined. I have it so efficient. So yeah.
You've got quite a process to make it happen. Well, it sounds like an amazing service, and I'm sure you're going to be very successful with it. If people want to get in touch with you to learn more about your services, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, the best way is just to follow me on Instagram, honestly, at Alec Mountain. That's where I'm most active. That's where I post my reels and all my content. You can also add me on Facebook at Alec Mountain. But those are the two main places to get in touch with me. And then you can also, you know, add me on LinkedIn for anybody that uses that, but I'm not as active on there.
Great. Well, thanks, Alec, for taking the time. Really appreciate it. Learned a lot today. And I think we'll talk more about this, you know, over the coming weeks.
Cool.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, man.